this week, another interview. It's been a while since we've had one, but I decided that I needed to interview this crew after the first time I was in the shop. Now down on Portage Trail, in the location where Upfront Art Space used to be, is the Haunted Closet. And I'm here with Amanda, Chris, and Megan. Sorry. Two out of three.
You passed.
So thank you guys for sitting with me today. Sure. It's a nice day outside and definitely worth sitting down for this. So how did you guys get into this business?
For the last several years, the last 3 years, after going to this concert show, different types of, we wound up seeing that while people were having fun, something that was lacking, folks feeling comfortable in what they're wearing. It dawned on us, too, that when we were trying to go, that we also didn't have, that type of clothing that made us feel connected to the environment. And we kept going back to the same places at the mall. We kept coming against a lot of different roadblocks or just hassle. Some of them being once you ordered something home, the size wasn't, material wasn't thought in line, and that just started a whole new cascade, return it, and then still having nothing to go out in. So conversation after conversation, it kind of came to a point where, and something that's different than what's being done traditionally now. And spring of 25 is when we actually started looking for locations, ended up near Cuyahoga Falls, specifically because of Blossom, and just the perfect scenery of the downtown area just lends itself to the alternative scene. It has that little bit of Halloween-y town feel already. One thing led to another. I think it was like June, July of 25. We saw a for lease sign outside. It was actually a store. And we called the landlord, said, hey, let's set up a date to come in. Came in and we fell in love with the location site when we saw it and signed the lease within 24 hours. And it's just been a journey. It's a roller coaster. Yeah. I don't know if that answers that question in a little
well,
bit
yeah,
more.
Well, yeah. So for anyone who hasn't been down to the shop, what kind of clothing and accoutrements do you guys sell?
Yes. We sell everything from new clothes to pre-loved clothes, accessories. All we have socks, collars, chains, wallet chains, depending on the season, shorts, swimwear, fishnetting, stuff like arms, all kinds of different accessories, body jewelry. I think we were shopping for a concert or a night out at a rock bar. You could find to accompany at home or create a home spot.
It was the style that in this place is definitely, like you said, this town is, we have a small town feel. I was, I did not expect the store to, prove as successful the opening day as it was. And then I saw the line going down the, and I was like, I'm glad this works out. Because again, I did not expect a more emo goth style to be, what everybody wanted, and I'm glad it was.
I think something that light buys is holiday season, very soft, and it was shocking to see how that either lived in the other, grew up here during the, or still live here, and are part of the alternative scene. A goth person just comes in the store and is just like, I'd never expected this in Cuyahoga Falls, even though friend circle all about the back. A lot of these folks have children come through and they're actually learning through clothing, which is very fulfilling in itself. And I think it's expanding this small town, not losing its charm, that close neighborliness that I think that Cuyahoga Falls always has had, but it's adding to it in a different, it's letting folks know they're welcome. They may have not felt that they're 100% welcome. That's a hard topic. Clothing in itself has allowed self-express in a way that they once could have when they were, and now as an adult, they see that it's coming full circle. Pretty cool,
One and two, I think when I was a teen, we had hot, and there's one within driving distance, and even that, they're Hot Topic's not the
no, Hot Topic, love them, hate them, they were and still to a certain cornerstone of the alternative building scene. I don't make decisions that we've just taken, sticking to some traditional brands like Vampires and expanding into some more artisan brands, other small businesses themselves. Clothing, Butts out of Michigan. She started as expanding to human clothing for the alternative scene. I think it's really cool. Just a different way of doing business.
And again, being a small business as you all are, I would rather shop at a small business. Drive out to Summit Mall for something, you know, if I can get it local and I know where I can figure out where it came from with there without having to go online and look it up. What has been your favorite parts about opening this store up?
And then the people that come, I always pay for this, and they're like, I know what I want, and they're straight to it. Just like, that's the reason.
People come in here and tell me like, if I didn't own this place, I would.
Seeing the some folks being able to purchase something, a unknown confidence, they didn't even know they had that, and they feel brave for what they do. That does it for me. This store, people get into business, obviously, to this, seeing those moments, that's better than any products. It's the individual that comes through those doors. That's what this place is. It's just to help people live a better life for themselves. You know?
Well, I feel like it's meant to make an income, but also make an impact.
Absolutely. The impact is far greater. You know, being able to, so one of the projects that is being to fully utilize this space. So in the back, what is curtained up right now, while that back area serves our inventory space, a portion of it actually goes to a third space. We're going to have a stage back there where every so often we want to have featured local music artists and from a different genre. They usually are typically exposed to and different venue. This isn't a venue, this is a store.
Yeah.
But being able to utilize this space in a different way and really bringing that community space is very important. Like you mentioned, impact. That's where we want to make our greatest impact. Not just be somewhere where you can get your apparel and accessory for that, but somewhere where you can go and feel like you. It's not home, but it's an extension of that community.
A safe space.
So I think that's something that this space working in solidifies.
I like that. Again, you guys, your grand opening, February 13th. This week, I'm going to get this out this week. You said this week will be a month to store officially. What kind of do you have? I saw there was a event happening this Friday, which...
There's actually three this year. This is number two. do you guys want to talk?
So we decided... We had a review right after we had our grand opening from a customer that said they should do this every... So we looked up how many Friday the 13th... Oh, there's actually three. And then we proceeded to look into the future and noticed that Friday the 13th doesn't more than one. So this is a very interesting year that I have. And we figured, why not celebrate? So we got the same. And so he'll be here from 4 to 8. So we will be open an extra hour on Friday. But from 4 to 8, playing music, does everything exclusively vinyl. So that's what. And so we want to play some music. You come shop. You come dance if you just have a good time. Mm-hmm. You know?
Is he bringing more David Bowie movies?
I don't think movies. So we might have albums, but okay. Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna do the screen thing.
We're gonna try to. We're gonna try to get a different one.
As soon as I saw, I was like, because I know him, and as soon as I saw, I was like, you're playing an original David Bowie movie on a VHS that you had to rent a VCR for. It's like, yep, that's what's important.
I think bringing a little bit of slice from the past, it just adds some type of like nostalgia to the store in a way. So I don't know. Yeah, that's why this place is just it's a growing place.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know either about you or the store? Something that's currently on sale that
you carry comics, which we have noticed a lot of people see that and they carry comics. That's because when I was younger, I would have done anything with content. One of the first things I'm to try to carry and we grew and we're done. But they are 24 limited time. We have a whole bunch of cosplay. Those are on sale. And then our Leg Avenue products, the more you buy, you save. And you're just really missing out if you don't come see us.
We also have one of the largest selections, Ammonias. That you can physically see and touch with more to come and other well-known brands. Don't want to say what brands they are until we have them in the house, but other brands that you know that are part of the scene that you wish you could have seen and felt, they'll be here. That's it. Just come on in.
Come on in.
Amanda, for me today. I know the store's not open today, and you came down to sit with me for this. So I will make sure to have this out before this Friday. Yeah. So anybody who's interested can come down.
Thank you. Something to mention about our event. They're always going to be like in the day, more daytime, so around the 5, no later than. And they're always going to be dry events because we want to give in that don't partake or for any reason. Give them a space where they can enjoy themselves as well. That's about it, I want to say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.